Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, shan't forget. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day's an evil day anymore. It's also the 7th day of December, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. I think we're still getting little dribbles of snow. I will take all the moisture we can get. It's piling up in the mountains at least, you know. It's kind of encouraging. Some water might flow down the fucking creek this year. All right, let's see what we got going here. State judge pledges to places hold on Oregon's gun laws, state to appeal. I'm going to talk about what bullshit this is when we get right back.
The judge of constipation go to his head. His wife's aggravation, you're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer can get you undone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, state judge places hold on Oregon's gun laws, state to appeal. This is from Associated Press. A ruling by the state court judge placed Oregon's tough new voter approved 50.8. I mean, it's the most ridiculous. There's so many 49 to 51s. Just look at it. You know, fucking the corruption is fucking up to your fucking neck. From the a ruling by a state judge placed Oregon's tough new voter approved. They got to put that in there. Voter approved. I don't know that it was. I know that they're fucking, I know that it couldn't have been. I don't believe it was. In my soul, I don't believe it was. And I know that the fucking, that mail-in voting is fucking rot with corruption. And that they can make anything come out 49 to 51 they want. Approved law on hold late Tuesday, just hours after a federal judge allowed the ban on the sale of and transfer of high-capacity magazines to take effect this week. The ruling by Harney County Judge Robert Rochico threw the implementation of the measure 114 set for Thursday into limbo, and Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum said on Twitter that her office will urgently appeal to the Oregon Supreme Court. That filing is likely to come a Wednesday morning. And if they want it, they're going to do it. If they want to try it, but man, I'm telling you, you're playing with fire. It's been a busy day for Measure 114's new gun safety law. It's not a gun safety law. It's a fucking infringement and a denial of the second article in violation of the ninth article, which and the tenth article, which says you will fucking obey what is fucking forbidden in that fucking federal fucking document that don't exist. I mean, Jesus Christ, this is hard to talk about. A federal and state judge both issued rulings. The Twitter thread said, as of now, the law cannot go into effect on Thursday. Earlier Tuesday, a federal judge in Portland had delivered an initial victory to proponents of the sweeping gun control measure narrowly approved by Oregon voters last month. And, you know, I wonder how these fucking communists, the ones that they're showing their numbers in the cities, but goddamn, you go down there and look in the, you see dumpster after dumpster with fucking hypodermic needles stacked with the lids open as high up as they'll go and running out of the motherfucking, container. And you, did these guys vote? They probably did, whether they know it or not. Or their names were used. Or they can just fucking type up anything they want. Think about what it is. Vote by mail. The one guy who brought the fucking only machine that could not be fucking tampered with was fucking rejected because he wouldn't put a back door for the fucking corporation to get into it to fucking fix it. I mean, fix the election. Come on. You can fucking sit there and everybody can look at the king waltz down the street in his fucking skin with no clothes on, but by God, the motherfucker's naked. And this is naked fucking tyranny. It's been a busy day for Measure 14, New Gun Safety Law, which is supposed to go into effect Tuesday, a federal state judge. Earlier Tuesday, a federal judge in Portland had delivered an initial victory to the proponents of the sweeping gun control measure, narrowly approved by Oregon voters last month. My ass, you cannot fucking say it was approved. You are fucking corrupt fucking goddamn system. You are rot with corruption. I've held the corruption in my own fucking hands, reported the corruption, which I was told would be buried in the bottom of a pile. And the corruption was going to be allowed to happen by the treasonous son of a bitch that was supposed to be in control of the dignity of the fucking election, which fucking, this voter by mail shit, people, don't think you're going to get rid of it without fucking fighting. Because, I mean, they can make it be any goddamn thing they want. I guarantee goddamn it. Sweeping gun control measure narrowly approved by Oregon voters in my ass. The U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut, allowed the ban on the sale of transfer of new high-capacity magazines to take effect Tuesday. You fucking infringed and violated the second article in violation of the fucking ninth. You don't have the fucking authority. You've never had the fucking authority. You are an illegal entity. You are goddamn fucking, you're an enemy in occupation. And we fucking know it. And you've declared war on our Bill of Rights, you motherfucker. We know who you are. We know what you fucking are. And we've about to had enough. She also granted a 30-day delay before the law's permit to purchase mandate takes effect. Fucking smart move, bitch. Because, I mean, once people have said, well, God, we can't vote them out. We can't fucking vote this out. We're going to have to fucking shoot it out of here. The people of Oregon ain't lazy. But did not quash it entirely as gun rights advocates had wanted. Well, you made a mistake there. You better get rid of this whole son of a bitch and fucking absolute, undeniable infringement. If the fucking lawyer doesn't walk into the goddamn King's Court with a copy of the Bill of Rights in hand and say it violates the second article, it violates the ninth fucking article. This is the highest law in the land. It is ratified by the people, the only law ratified by the people. December 15, 1791, the people are the superior jurisdiction. This fucking law ain't worth the fucking pink crayon it's written in. 30-day delay before the law's permit to purchase mandate takes effect, but did not quash entirely as gun rights advocates had wanted. Gun rights advocates, fuck you. Gun sales and requests for background checks soared in the weeks since the measure was approved because of fears the new law would prevent or significantly delay the purchase of new firearms under the permitting system. Multiple gun rights groups, local sheriffs, and gun store owners incorporated. The fucking sheriff is a goddamn subcontractor. When he takes his oath, he doesn't take an oath to the people or to the common law that he is supposed to take by law. He takes an oath to fucking uphold the fucking goddamn dictates of the fucking state and federal fucking corporations, which can't even exist, which exist in violation of the Ninth Article, which means that goddamn sheriff exists in violation of that goddamn Ninth and Tenth Article. This is a fucking state of Oregon. You're not going to go into the goddamn hour. You're not going to fucking think you're going to amend our fucking Bill of Rights with some fucking shit fucking you wrote down with a pink crayon, motherfucker. We got that with the fucking barrels of our guns, and we'll fucking hold it with the barrels of our guns, you sons of bitches. Multiple gun rights groups, local sheriffs, oh God, gun store owners, fucking license, incorporated. They're a part of the fucking same thing. I don't care what game they're playing with you. You fucking watch that knife. It'll come out and it'll go right in your fucking back. Saying the law violates Americans' constitutional rights to bear arms. And see, this is the only, I asked Laura to look for the arguments. It violates people. They're not constitutional rights to begin with, because there ain't no fucking constitution corporation. But they are goddamn sure fucking guarded under the fucking Bill of Rights, which is absolute ratified fucking law. Absolute law that you cannot fucking change. You have no apparatus for change except for violence. You fucking give violence, we give violence back. In spades. In fact, we fucking cross your ass and run you out of this fucking country. That's what's coming up next. All of those lawsuits were filed in federal courts except for the one in Harney County. A gun rights group said late Tuesday. I don't hear about gun rights groups. As a goddamn individual, you cannot touch my fucking gun. My rights are mine. They're not a collective of some, but my buddies around me and shit. They're fucking mine. You come to take them, I fucking defend them with my life. That's how it's supposed to work. We are, of course, deeply troubled by the ruling that came out of the federal court today. We are also grateful for the opposing ruling from the Harney County judge this afternoon, the Oregon Firearm Federation wrote. How much money's been donated to those motherfuckers while we starve? But no matter what, there is a long way to go. Amid the uncertainty, gun sales spiked in Oregon in the past month. The Oregon State Police reported more than 35,000 pending background checks, transactions for gun purchases as of last week, and was averaging 3,000 requests a day. So how many days are you looking at? After 3 days, it is the law that they can hand that gun over to you. It's the licensed fucking dealer. The licensed fucking dealer is, I mean, not going to exercise that prerogative, but for his Masonic brethren. That's who's getting all the powder. That's who's getting all the fucking shit, is the fucking Masons and their goddamn cliques. According to agency data, on Black Friday, the agency received 6,000 background checks requests alone. OSP Captain Kyle Kennedy said in an email, he has nothing to do with nothing. He has no authority. He is a fucking running violation of the Constitution. He's a traitor, and he is a seditionist. Plain and fucking simple. Gun store owners also reported a run on guns with sales in some stores increasing 4 or 5-fold in recent weeks. Well, yeah. I mean, the people, what are you going to do? You're going to try and get as many as you can. I don't think they're planning on giving them back. And it's not a buyback program when you don't own it in the first fucking place. That's where they got into it, because when you go buy from a licensed dealer, you actually are buying from the government, because that is a government agent you're fucking buying the gun from. That's why they call them buyback programs. I've heard a lot of people come on the radio and say, well, they don't own the guns. How can they have a buyback program? Yeah, they do own the guns, because their agent, you have to get them through their fucking agent. That means it's in the possession of that agent. That agent gets permission from higher up to fucking turn that gun over to you after you fucking pay to fucking have your right granted to you. That this is a fucking right under the highest law in this goddamn land. These people with the fucking licenses are fucking criminals. You are fucking violating the fucking law. You cannot make me fucking pay to exercise a right, you son of a bitch, and you have to know it. But you're making money, so that's what counts. Well, I think those days are coming to an end. FBI shooting attacks on power stations. Uh-oh. This is from RT News. It was sent by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A gunman has opened fire on two Duke Energy power stations in Moore County, North Carolina, and destroyed several vital pieces of equipment. The incident left some 37,000 people in the region without power as of Sunday night local time. Repairs are expected to take until as late as Thursday, leaving residents with few options as temperatures drop below freezing. And I don't even know if this is true, because they got this from RT News. If this is true, you had two stations that were shot and fucking 37,000 people put out of fucking electricity, and it didn't make the fucking news in America. Doesn't that seem odd? Local authorities were unaware of the gunman's motive, but Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields told a news conference that the FBI was working with the state investigators. Wouldn't it be nice if the fucking FBI could step in on those fucking goddamn, smart meters that are putting out radiation that are killing fucking people? I mean, if you want to go out and find out who did this, you'd have to start down your list of suspects, which is 10 fucking miles long. Who don't hate these motherfuckers? They stole our public utilities we built. That was from the sweat of our brow, and that was our goddamn wealth that built them. The Hoover Dam, the coal burning plants. I guarantee you we paid to build them. And we subsidized the coal. And the goddamn, fuel burning fucking plants. Again, we fucking paid to build them, and we subsidized the fucking goddamn oil going into them. And if nothing else, it costs us more for fucking gas. And I mean, it's another part of the scam. All of this shit belonged to us. It was called public utilities. That's why they couldn't shut somebody who was sick off or anything back before the fucking this corporation fucking took over absolute and started writing mandates and fucking orders to the fucking people with zero fucking authority to do so. When they're questioned on their authority, they respond with fucking violence. That's how you know you got fucking communists up to your goddamn ass. The gunman pulled up and opened fire on the substation. The same thing with the other one. Fields told reporters. Evidence at the scene indicated that the firearm had been used to disable the equipment. No group has stepped up to acknowledge or accept that they're the ones that done it. You know, that's something I have never fucking believed. I never believed it. Not one fucking time. Even over in the Middle East, the Libyan government, they got some land that they're holding. They ended up with all their fucking goddamn oil fields. But the land that, they've got holding, and they have no excuse to attack. In the first place, we have no excuse to be there. We are invaders in that fucking country. But they'll fucking go and they want to attack that target. I mean, why do people believe these motherfuckers? So they do an act of terrorism, and then they send in a note. Alibaba is IS or whatever. We did this. We attacked. Why in the fuck would they? That makes no sense. They're not stupid ass people, but it would make no sense. That's ratting on yourself, ain't it? I don't know. But anybody dumb enough to send them a fucking note saying I did this is a goddamn fool. Foolest of fools. It's the not knowing that drives them insane. That's why they want to look at you 24 fucking hours a day. They want to hear you 24 hours a day. It's the unknown that scares the hell out of them. So I don't have a clue who did this, but I sure as fuck would keep my mouth shut. I mean, if you end up sinking yourself, I guess that's on you. Where were we at here? Investigate. The gunman, okay, open fire evidence. at the scene. We did that. Okay. Knowledge except that they have the ones that done it. No group has stepped up to acknowledge or accept that they're the ones that done it. Who again? What is that? The fucking Glam doll? You wind it up and it rats on itself. Fields told reporters evidence at the scene indicated that the firearm had been used to disable the equipment. You said that twice. We get it. No group has stepped up again. We just did that. Okay. A journalist with the pilot newspaper in the town of South Pines observed a gate to one of the substations damaged and lying in an access road. A pole holding up the gate had been clearly snapped off where it meets the ground. The substation infrastructure was heavily damaged, the paper wrote. Law enforcement is providing additional. I thought they were out here to protect the fucking public, not these goddamn private fucking corporations that stole their corporations from we the fucking people. They stole our goddamn public works that belonged to us, that we built. A sweat of our brows, and some fucking mason got it up for his fucking 33rd degree fucking graduation. And now they fucking come and they fucking tell you, they're acting like they have jurisdictional authority to tell you they're going to put a device on your house that puts out fucking radiation and you're just going to take it, or they'll cut your goddamn wires to your house without no due process of the fucking law, without no goddamn filing in a common law court, which you are goddamn absolutely guaranteed in the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Is that what you're fucking talking about? Law enforcement is providing an additional security to these motherfuckers. What about the people that they're fucking poisoning? Why didn't all these fuckers step up when they brought those goddamn, all you gotta do is take a Geiger counter. You can tell they're putting out goddamn radiation, goddammit. And they fucking know it. And they know it's at a dangerous level. And I'll tell you something else. I can't remember if I heard it on, what was his name there with, years ago with, Cornkey, Joe McNeil, or one of them, they said, you know, they were talking about when they got the permission to put those fucking smart meters in. And it was written right into the goddamn, well, it doesn't matter because it was written in pink crayon by a fucking organization that has zero fucking authority to do anything in this goddamn country. But it did say that the people would be allowed to fucking, allowed, how do you like that, allowed. People would be allowed to refuse without any kind of punishment. It said it right in the fucking thing. One of them read it on the goddamn air. But I mean, here you go. But if you son of a bitches, you know you fucking. Who hates the goddamn power companies? Goddamn, who doesn't? Is a better idea. And 390 million square motherfucking miles. Show me your security. What's that going to cost you, buddy? County and unspecified business. Law enforcement is providing additional security at power stations in Moore County and other unspecified businesses? What the fuck is that? What unspecified business? You mean the guy that's in fucking business putting those goddamn smart meters in? Is that the guy? But you notice how they spread this out, unspecified businesses, that they won't tell you, and it ain't going to be everything. We know they can't put somebody at every one. 390 million square fucking miles, impossibility. So just to make you try to get that fear that, man, that one might be one. You know, that's the kind of game, that's what game they're playing with you. They're playing the shell game with you. Which one's the pee under? And I'll tell you what, that's a dangerous fucking game too, you dumb cocksuckers. Because we drive by every fucking day we're here. We've lived here all our fucking lives. We know what's going on around here. I mean, you son of a bitches. And the thing is, when they said they had multiple, going out looking in multiple directions, did the goddamn Arabs do it? I mean, did somebody in fucking Yemen come over here and blow that fucker up? Or shoot them fuckers up because of, you killed their family in fucking Yemen? I mean, there's so many, you got so many goddamn enemies That's the problem with getting the goddamn enemies. When this country was run like it was supposed to, the fucking people backed us, even though they didn't know that they were backing an aristocracy that intended to fucking enslave them. It already had them enslaved under the 14th Amendment. They did back the goddamn government. It wasn't a government. I mean, this is so confusing. They did back the corporation because they didn't hate the son of a bitch. But you have built a fucking hate that you motherfuckers, it's clear out of control. You don't even know where to look. You don't even know where to be. Start down your goddamn list, and I hope by the time you get down through the second page that it happens somewhere else, and you got another fucking 10,000 fucking feet, 10 miles of goddamn names to go over. I mean, who don't hate you motherfuckers? And you wonder why you come in and you act like you have judicial authority in violation of our goddamn Bill of Rights, of our goddamn highest law of this land, the law of we the people, the supreme jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country? Huh? You have no authority. You're a fucking privateer with a fucking union badge, and you have no judicial authority over no son of a bitch in this land. So go ahead, put them out there. Public school class. God, public school class, I guess it would have to be. Public school classes were canceled for Monday, and a shelter has been opened in a sports complex in nearby Cartridge. The county declared a state of emergency on Sunday, including a curfew that lasted from 9 p.m. Sunday to 5 a.m. Monday. What do you mean you declared a curfew? You don't have no goddamn authority to declare a curfew. That's a goddamn martial law. That's a injunction on the fucking Bill of Rights. You can't do it. You don't have the authority. The people should have just came out and shot the son of a bitches. You are acting in violation of our law, you cocksuckers. We got the right to shoot your ass down. You removed our courts. The only peaceable way we had to, well, I have grievances. I have so many grievances. I got a goddamn list of grievances as long as from here out to my car. And I cannot fucking get redress for my grievances because my courts have been fucking removed. So that's another fucking violation, you dirty son of a bitches, and you're going to fucking hang for it. Because we're getting those courts back. And we're going to drag your ass into them, and we're going to show that you tried to overthrow the fucking the people's fucking government, autonomous government of this fucking country. And there's no doubt you've signed your name to your fucking treason. You've signed your own death warrant. You're stupid. You don't think it'll happen. You know the people are going to fight. I know that. I hear it out of you all the time. Your fucking goddamn military. God, I seen a fucking... A video on it the other day. I don't know if you've seen that video. My God. It contained fucking males... porn. Pornographic. I mean, my God, man, it was fucking sickening. And this is what you think's gonna fuck with us? We'll smash these little fucking freaks to death. God damn. And this is what you're putting up on the Russian border? The Russians are fucking laughing at you. What are they gonna do? Go up and queer them to death? This is your fucking army. I mean, I see this country being weakened. We keep being weakened and weakened with all this fucking goddamn giving hundreds of millions of dollars to fucking Ukraine, hundreds of millions of dollars to goddamn Taiwan, billions of dollars to fucking Ukraine. More money this week we're giving them, you know. And then fucking trying to start a fucking third world war that we were guaranteed could never happen because of the nuclear arsenal. We paid $5.5 trillion in fucking goddamn 50s, 60s, and 70s dollars. You know what the fucking that'd be worth today? $100 trillion? We paid for what, a pig and a poke? Or is everybody going to say, knock it the fuck off or we'll start pushing buttons? At some point in the ballgame, if you really mean mutual assured destruction, somebody's got to step up there and say, I'll push the fucking buttons. You motherfuckers, it stops now or else fucking the buttons are getting pushed. Nobody's conquering nobody. Get the fuck out of everybody else's goddamn country. Become countries again. Take that international corporate mafia and arrest every fucking one of them. Bring them in for fucking trial in the United States because they've all fucked us in the United States. And we will hang their fucking asses. And then we'll go after their fucking bosses, the fucking Rothschilds and the goddamn monarchies and the goddamn corporations. Squish those motherfuckers out of existence. And then we'll start our free enterprise that we were supposed to have from the fucking beginning, and we will have goddamn currency. That's why they're wanting to go to this goddamn digital currency. They will be able to fucking decide what you can and cannot buy after you bust your ass and you sweat and you make the goddamn money. They will be able to tell you what you can spend your money on. That's communism. Because what it comes down to is the communists actually are paying all the fucking wages. That's pure communism, people. I got news for you. That's how it works. Or they can decide that, man, we should take some of your money and give it to fucking Fong Chang over here. He just fucking arrived and he needs a fucking new car. And when you're sitting there with fucking no car, can't even get to work. I mean, these motherfuckers are just completely out of control. It's time to shut their fucking asses down. Sports complex near Cambridge or Carthage. The county declared a state of emergency on Sunday, including curfew that lasted from 9 p.m. to 5 p.m. in violation of the fucking law. They just fucking have no problem violating the highest law in this fucking land that we are fucking bound. We are bound as fucking American nationals. We are bound as fucking the people of fucking the United States of America, the free fucking nationals. We are bound to enforce that law. We were supposed to. It's not our duty. It's our duty. It's our privilege. It's what, goddamn all the people that had the thumping in their hearts where they were out there killing people didn't even know fucking why. You got to know why now. Get on it. Save your fucking country. That should give you a good feeling inside. And your country ain't this goddamn corporation, nor their fairy fucking flag, or none of it. It's all a fucking sham. It has been since day one. They never had jurisdictional authority over we the people. And they went up there and they wrote that on their own. The people didn't have nothing to do with that. And we didn't fucking goddamn ratify the son of a bitch either. We didn't agree. We are not being ruled. That's what they say, that we're being ruled under our consent. No, we're not. Our rule is in that fucking Bill of Rights, a separate fucking document, and it's fucking ratified right by the people. That's our fucking law. That's our autonomy, our self-government, our right to own property. And you ain't getting it, motherfucker. That's what the fight's over. And we're going to have to fucking squish them out. We're going to have to take them out. We're going to have to fucking, once we get a control of the fucking country, then we open up the courts and we start hanging these son of a bitches. I mean, there'll be goddamn gallows 15 miles long. I'll go off at once. I'd love to see it. Because these fucking traitors are here. They have committed treason that cannot be denied. What is going to be your goddamn argument when you go into that common law court and you don't own the fucking judge? The judge was elected by the people because he's an honest man. And also the judge knows that if he goes against the fucking law, his fucking ass can be sitting over there in the defendant's seat. It's gonna fucking stop, you son of a bitches. Sunday, including a curfew that lasted till 9 p.m. Sunday or whatever, 5 p.m. Monday. While media outlets have attempted to play up a potential link in a drag show held Saturday night in Moore County, this might just be fucking kind of thing to try to smoke somebody out. You know, say, oh, nobody did it because of the queers that we did it. Nah. You'd be stupid to fall for that. With the local LGBTQXYZ 10-5-4-11-8-9 community on edge following the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs last month, there was no evidence the Moore County shooting had anything to do with the drag performance. Of course they're going to try. Every day they got to bring up the fucking queers and the goddamn transvestites. Why? Why do they got to do that? Why in every fucking commercial? Why in every fucking... There's no new movie that doesn't have fucking homosexual fucking pornography in it. None. I ain't seen one. I mean, I watch them until I hit it and turn it off. Nope. There ain't even been one in months. Everything that comes out is fucking homosexual. They want you to see people what they're trying to do. They want you to believe that every other person out there is a fucking queer. And it just ain't fucking so. They tried to claim 10% of the people who got married were fucking same-sex fucking marriages. I don't believe you. I think you're a lying son of a bitch. And not to mention that the fucking regular folks, the non-vax, the fucking purebloods, they're not getting married. Why? Because it's a fucking choice for a fucking mate's goddamn. They're all vaccinated and they're typhoid fucking Mary. So, and I know our birth rate, they tried to say our birth rate went up this year. My fucking ass, it did. These lying cocksuckers will say anything, and that's what you gotta remember. They are fucked right now. And they know they're fucked. They will tell any, just like somebody, you torture, they say don't torture a person because you torture them. They're gonna tell you what you wanna hear no matter what. These motherfuckers, they're trying to fucking fool you with a goddamn movie camera. They're trying to, and the whole media blitz on it, the fucking every other thing being about queers. And in the commercials, you'll see, oh, there's, two men or some kind of shit, and it just makes you want to puke. There ain't that many of them. Never was. Never will be. It's not, it's abnormal. It's not fucking a life, something you're born with. It is a fucking choice you fucking make to be a fucking animal instead of a human being. And you're not going to get us to believe it until, they tried it clear up to the point of saying that the transvestites could go into the women's bathrooms. Fuck, go ahead and try it, you son of a bitch. I'll be the next man in there. And I'll leave you in a puddle of blood and I don't give a fuck what the consequences are, you piece of fucking human shit. You better back the fuck away from us, because we goddamn sure ain't afraid of you, and that includes your fucking army, by the way. Your dick-sucking army. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1247 Pacific time, and that was, of course, Hogjaw would get some. Well, they can't get some until you give it. I'm starting to see a noticeable difference in the people in them. It seems like they want to give it. Wanting more and more every day, they're finding out they've been made fools of, that they've been poisoned. And they're wanting to give it. So it's time, maybe time for them to get some. Bill Gates will join FOSSE this week to dedicate U.S. government health priorities for the future. Dictate. Get that word, dictate. You ain't dictate nothing to me, you faggot little cocksucker. Bill Gates is taking a short break from the effort to depopulate the planet to join the National Institute of Health, NIH, Thursday as their special guest. Both Gates and Anthony Fauci will participate in the annual meeting convened by the advisory committee to the director of the National Institutes of Health. The CDA is comprised mostly of academics who act as stooges for a variety of interests. Committee members vote on resource allocation and NIH regulations. See, resource allocation, that's fucking Congress! You just don't get a big pile of fucking money. You're a non-government fucking agency and they just hand you these. That's what William Jefferson Clinton bought that goddamn grant shit in. That is a direct violation of the fucking law. You don't take our fucking money and you decide who you're going to give it to, son of a bitch. It was supposed to, if there was any taxing, it couldn't be on the fucking American National in their private capacity. But if there was any tax, it had to be for a direct fucking purpose. Not just all these slush accounts. God damn, they must have 100 fucking slush accounts in Washington, D.C. The ACD is comprised mostly of academics who act as stooges for the variety of interests. Committee members vote on resource allocations and NIH regulations. You're going to regulate under what authority? I want to see your fucking authority to regulate me in any fucking way, you son of a bitch. Because you can't produce it because you are a part of a fucking the United States corporation created in violation of the 9th and 10th article of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You are a fucking fraud. It's been a fucking fraud since goddamn Abraham Lincoln declared martial law and got away with it. He had no authority to declare martial law. The 9th article forbids him to have that kind of authority. The people were to be in charge of this goddamn country. Not a ruling class. Well, if you're a ruling class, you're going to be in the fucking ground. We'll kill every fucking one of you. Then we'll have a level playing field and we'll see who deserves to have this fucking country. And all the rest of these goddamn foreigners are going too. NIH regulation and policy and can help facilitate government funding for several, can help facilitate, I love this fucking language, facilitate government funding for several endeavors. What government funding, what's this facilitate? That's a hell of a goddamn statement. What, are you going to bribe some fucking senator? Or I mean, what the fuck exactly are you doing, you non-governmental piece of fucking foreign fucking shit, you treasonous dog shit? Yeah, I mean, most of these fuckers ain't even from America, from the United States. But we're going to bring them here. They have committed crimes here, and then you will be brought here, and you will be fucking prosecuted, and you will be hung by your neck until you are fucking dead. According to an agenda obtained by the dossier, Gates will speak about perspectives on the current cooperation with NIH and priorities for the future. This motherfucker has never received one vote for dog catcher, and he's up here fucking goddamn making goddamn world policy that cannot be enacted upon a free individual sovereign national. And he thinks that this is just okay. He hides. He hides. He slithers about like a fucking snake because that's what he is. You ain't going to get it, motherfucker. Because you sooner or later you have to have contact. Before you can do all these fucking things that your fucking bullfrog mouth fucking is yelling out that you can do, your frog ass has to do something about it. You have to come and fucking do it. And you're going to get your goddamn head blowed off just like the goddamn Kingsmen did in fucking Concord and all the way back to fucking Boston, you son of a bitch. In short, Gates will provide a roadmap for what he wants them to, what he wants. Well, who the fuck are you? How about a roadmap for what Henry wants them to focus on? Killing themselves. Hanging themselves because they are fucking unlawful. They have created fucking misery, that untold misery, at the behest of the goddamn Zionist pig shit eating fucking goddamn where the hell's that they come from there? Where we send all the money. Oh god damn it. With the Biden gang, where is it, Laura?
Capitalist. Capitalist?
They're Khazars from, you know, Ukraine. That's what I was looking for, is Ukraine. Just like, you know, I forget where I was talking about now, but it was Ukraine was what I was searching for. I mean, god damn it, people, you think people don't look, I mean, like Janet Yellen coming out the other day, oh, well, the people have just been splurging. Horse fucking shit. And the people that have been splurging on credit. All these people driving these brand new rigs around are on credit. And they're getting ready to pull the fuck. Hey man, when they do that thing with if they're allowed to do the fucking digital currency, which they are not allowed, it is a violation of, well, it would be a violation of the law that was supposed to be at the time. And right now it would be a violation of the fucking ninth article because they're taking on powers they do not fucking have. They're just declaring it. I'm declaring this power. That's what my fourth grade fucking teacher told me that. Challenge authority. If they can't show you their authority, they're fucking communists. That was his words. He didn't say fuck, of course. But the ADC comprised mostly of, okay, we did that. According to an agenda obtained by Dossier, Gates will speak about perspectives and the current cooperation with NIH and priorities for the future. In short, Gates will provide a roadmap for what he wants them to focus on. Fuck you. After the Gates address, no, you're nobody, you son of a bitch. Who in the fuck gives you the right to fucking, what gives you the right? What gives you the authority? I want to see your fucking authority to do any of this shit. And if you can't produce it, then you're trying to overturn our fucking government and your fucking ass hangs. Retiring government bureaucrat Anthony Fauci will discuss pandemic preparedness and response. Lesson from COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. I still have to do it because they keep sticking it in there, even though it's been fucking proven that it doesn't exist. That's the fucking shot that's killing fucking people. Been proven and over and over and over again to the point to where they admit it themselves, and then they still fucking use it. Just keep saying it, man. But I'm going to keep saying COVID-19 doesn't exist. Show me the goddamn isolation study and I'll stop saying it. Because you can't, because it doesn't exist, and that goddamn test you're using will not find the fucking virus. We know it now. For keeping that secret from us and for telling us about they were bullshitting us, people. The doctors were.
They still are.
Hell yes, they still are. If you can find, I mean, fuck, here where I'm at, Hubert, we have no fucking medical care. We have no dental care. I've seen my fucking cardiologist. This was in the contract I signed when I got the prostatic valve in my heart. Every year I had to see him at least once. I've seen him once in the last 4 years on a Skype. And I mean, there's no fucking examining me, no, none of that, just to talk. And I mean, he's been good about making sure I get my fucking medications. And he's been, you know, a good doctor to me over the years. And I don't understand why, but we do not. And in Klamath County, you call the fucking courthouse here, people, you get the, when it comes on company directory, How would you like us to route your call? That's what it fucking says. It's your courthouse. That's supposed to be. I mean, they're not even pretending anymore. This is one of the, I mean, this is the Masonic stronghold of the Northwest. Make no fucking mistake. These son of a bitches think they can do any fucking thing they want and get away with it. Well, you can't. And you're not gonna. Where were we here? After the Gates had just, okay. Gates has long played a significant role in influencing the U.S. government health policy. You hear that? Did somebody vote? Is anybody listening to this broadcast ever voted for Bill Gates for even a dog catcher? This little cocksucker, because he has billions of dollars, so the goddamn oligarchs are fucking running this country? Is that what you're trying to tell me? And they're walking all over my goddamn Bill of Rights, or they're going to get shot. Try walking all over my Bill of Rights. That's the goddamn law of this fucking land, and it's absolute, and I can kill you for fucking violating it. In fact, I'm supposed to. Policy during COVID hysteria times, Gates and the health, in quotation marks, institutions, he controls completely monopolized the public response to the crisis, especially U.S. policy. The NIH specific history with Gates goes back many years. I'm sure it fucking does. These non-governmental, I'm telling you, every one of them hangs. Fucking in our goddamn politics, and you're unelected by we the people. We don't allow that. That is absolutely against our fucking law. It is a violation of our fucking law. It's a violation of our fucking goddamn individual natural rights that we are born with and you can't take away. And we got the right to fucking enforce. We have the duty to enforce it. We have the duty to put a rope around your fucking neck and see you fucking hang. The Microsoft founder has acted to assume more and more regulatory capture over the government. Listen to this. This is one fucking prick. This ain't like a goddamn, you know, Genghis Kong and his army. This is one little fucking dick-sucking prick. And somehow he continues to go on. I cannot figure out why. And he must fucking crawl to his goddamn bulletproof limousine. That's all I think I can figure. They put up fucking a wall, people, and he crawls and gets in there and crawls away until he can get someplace where they got a fucking guards around him. And then you guards, you son of a bitches are going to hang too, you sons of, you dirty fucks. Captured over the government, agency through Gates funded public-private partnership. There is no such thing. That's called fucking fascism, son of a bitch. And you can't, public-private, fuck you. There is no public-private. You're not taking our private, our public lands and handing them over to any more public motherfuckers. Just like we started this thing with the dams and the goddamn, all the shit we fucking, all the stuff we built. That came out of the sweat of our brow. And it belongs to fucking us. But they fucking go, we're turning it into a corporation unlawfully. You cannot fucking do it. You had no fucking authority. And as soon as they turn it into a corporation, well, we decided it's all going to be ours. Well, there's a fucking surprise. Well, I got news for you. You're a fraud. Every fucking transaction you have made is fraudulent. It ain't worth the paper that's written in pink crayon on. And we're going to shove them right up your fucking ass before we hang you. You ain't going to just take this fucking country away from us, you goofy son of a bitches. Something wrong with you. Anyways, guys, that's an hour of it. And I was, you know, fucking pricks. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just remember who you fucking are. And when this fucking thing breaks loose, man, do not stop until it is completely finished. I mean, until anybody who fucking would go against that Bill of Rights in any fucking manner, because it's all written in fucking facts of law. It'll read frontwards and backwards. It can't be broke the way it is. They can't change it. You can't let it be changed, and it must be fucking obeyed. We do that, we can be fucking happy again. We can have what belongs to us back again. We can have what I should have had all my fucking miserable ass life, living under fucking communism and fascism and goddamn, capitalism! The capitalist, remember Henry? Don't you remember school? Where they told you it was the communists against the capitalists? They didn't like the capitalists because we had so much stuff. And the communists hated us. And that's what the communists were all about, was taking over the world to get rid of the fucking capitalists. Now they're over here buying up your goddamn food growing land. Boy, this is going to get fucking real serious real quick, and that is the word from the trenches.